Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, all praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the great and true and living Elohim, for he is the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior, and the Redeemer of the whole world. Let everything that have breath give Yahweh, your maker, the praise, the glory, and the honor that he deserves by saying hallelujah. For it is my pleasure to be on the broadcast, the true word. My name is Morey Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We welcome you to this broadcast. My people, today, we have a dynamic broadcast to bring forth that should enlighten our people of just how special you are. For today, we're speaking of a nation above all nations. And so we're going to have to see what the Almighty has said that makes us above all nations, and how many of our people believe in the philosophies of other nations. Many of our people believe in the doctrine of other nations. Many of our people are worshiping the gods of other nations. And many of our people is even marrying into other nations. And we don't even realize how special you are, because you certainly must not know where you come from. And it's important that we speak about this great subject, a nation above all nations. That's you. But there's only one way that we can be special. Yahweh called us to be special and separate and different and peculiar. But guess what? You got to do something to get that done. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the nations. And we're going to talk about how the Creator feels about them in our relationship with him. But first, let's have a song of praise and glory and honor to the Most High by praising Yahweh with our beloved brother, Eliah ben Israel. like a son unto me. One of the soldiers of the Almighty who makes music for Yahweh. And it's called Praising Yahweh.
Yahweh Elohim, must live my life within his law, must live my life in righteousness. I gotta keep all of his testimony, man. Who made the heavens, who made the earth in the sky? On the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy sign. Exodus chapter 31, 12 through 17, I do not need to worry. Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Uzziah the prophet, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, he told me to acknowledge him and all of my ways. We living in these latter days, I gotta put all of my trust in his holy name. I know that Yahweh is king, yeah, he will redeem us out of this hell. We his people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overtook by his curse. I am every to Yah, for the better on earth. Yahweh is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are just. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. Without him, just and right is he. Praise Yah the Most High. Yeah, he is righteous. The foundation of justice. Only if you trust his laws and his statutes. Precepts and his covenants. Yah sanctuary is full of benevolence. Loving all his ways and not eating to the full. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 came to relay. The law is perfect and it converted my soul. The law is right and it is the only way that I will go. Because the holy man is to fear Yahweh Elohim and to keep his commandments. One day there will be a famine. Not for prayer, no for the trust to hear the words of Yahweh. But they will not get it. Ain't so why it's true to commit. Oh Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou has done wonderful things. Thy counsels are of old, are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.
Yahweh, that's what we're doing. We're praising him through his laws. We're praising him through our actions to keep and obey his commandments. And today, as I mentioned earlier, we're speaking of a nation above all nations. Why? Because we are the people that the Creator has selected out of all the nations he made to be above all the nations. Now, we have to understand just how deep this cuts. Creator wanted us to know that we weren't to be like other people. And most of our people, the reason why it's hard for them to understand who they are is because of the influence that other people have had on our minds and our psyche. And we don't realize that it was never meant to be this way. We were a kingdom of, supposed to be a kingdom of leaders. And what kind of leaders? The Almighty, he's going to show us in his words what he chose us to be. But first of all, let us separate the things that the true and living Elohim have given us when it comes to all people of the earth. And let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, and let's see. Because as I said earlier, many of our people, and we know, because even some of us, before we knew the truth, if you know the truth, because I know I have various listeners that this is the first time you've ever heard this, and it's so important that you understand the words of Yahweh and who you are and what you mean to him. Because a lot of our people believe that we're just some niggas and some Negroes and some African Americans, and everything that we get, we got to listen to the white man. Matter of fact, there was a radio program that used to come on here in Atlanta, and it was called Ask the White Man. So, because that's what we do. We want to ask everybody except the Creator himself what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to be. So the influence of this has been so much embedded in our psyche that it's hard for us to understand just how special we are. We've gotten so bad to the extent that instead of some of our sisters and some of our brothers loving each other, looking at each other as a future for a husband and to have a family of your own people, because I'm going to let you know and I'm going to make a statement that I'm going to back up by the word of Yahweh. Yahweh never meant for us to dwell amongst other nations. I'm going to say it again. Yahweh's desire was never for us to be mingled and mangled with other people. Now, you're going to have to see it, so because I'm going to have to prove the words I spoke. But first, we're going to go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, and let's see what thus said Yahweh. Not what thus said anyone else, but we got to see what the Creator has to say in Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, to see his words, because his words is what matter. You remember what he told us in Deuteronomy 8. He said, man don't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. This is what Yahweh said in Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, starting at the first verse. It says, when Yahweh thy Elohim shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and has cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. He said, and when Yahweh the Elohim shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. And I'm going to show you, my people, that this is consistent through the words of Yah. He said, thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter shall thou not give unto his son, nor his daughter shall thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other deities, other Elohims. So will the anger of Yahweh be kindled against thee and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art holy people unto Yahweh the Elohim. Yahweh the Elohim has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. What nation would not be pleased with these words of your true and living maker? What brother or sister would not just completely elated concerning the words of how much the Almighty loves us? And of course, this is all love. See, the Almighty told us in the next verse, Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the fewest of all people. This ain't about how many we got amongst us. This ain't about that at all. He said, but because Yah loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, has Yah brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king. So, lastly, this is what the Creator said. Know therefore that Yahweh the Elohim, he is Elohim, the faithful Elohim, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations, and repayeth them that hated him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack unto them that hated him. He will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. And I'm going to tell you, the Most High is letting us know right here that these people would have such an influence on you that Yahweh told us don't even make no covenants. Don't even make no agreements with them. Now let's understand the wisdom of this. We are about to go into the land that they possessed. Just put your mind in the mindset of our people at the time that the Creator brought this to them. Put that in your mind and understand what the true and living Elohim is trying to tell you. He's trying to let you know that he's putting in your mind and your ancestors' mind. He was telling them, look, I'm giving you their land. Now, I'm the Elohim of all the earth. It's really my land. They just living in it. But I'm going to kick them out because they're not at all the people I desire to keep in that land. I love you. I set my love on you. So you got to follow my instructions for you to be successful. And don't you know, my people, that's why we're not successful, because we're not keeping the commandments. We're not cherishing the commandments of Yahweh. We're taking his laws for granted. And some of us don't even know his laws. And so that's how you know some of our people, it's no surprise that they would go by all the doctrines of a nation or a heathen. And by the way, what is a heathen? A heathen is any nation except you. You black man and woman, you're not a heathen. You are Hebrew. They are the heathens. They are the nations. They are the strangers. You are the homeborn. You are the only one. You are the son and daughters of the Most High. You're not like them. Neither should we stoop to their level. I know some of us, because we got soft hearts and sometimes we have a eye pitying and feeling sorry for some people. You know, some of our people, out of ignorance, they feel sorry for the Palestinians that the news and the people that bring the information that's going on in the land of Israel, they bring it to you and they tell you how bad they're mistreating the Palestinians. Oh, the poor Palestinians in the land. They took their portion out of the Gaza Strip, and gave it to the so-called Jews. And you hear this year after year, century after century. Never any true peace in the Middle East. Well, there's a reason why. And first of all, who are the Palestinians? It's important that you know who these modern Palestinians are. Did you know that Palestine is the root word for Palestinian, which comes from the word Philistia, which is speaking of the Philistines. Did you know that they don't show the color of these original Philistines? Burnt black, jet black, stringy-haired Philistines, Palestinians, that you never see on the tube. You never see, because they don't want you to see that some of them are jet black, because that was the people that was in that region. Because you're going to have some color to be able to sustain your life in that region. Sooner or later, if you're not one of color, you're going to have to go. And so the bottom line is, did you know that these people go all the way back? The Palestinians originate, their original origin is the Philistines. These people are people that's in your land today. That's your land. That's our land. Not this land. You know, they told us and taught us a song, "This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Islands," however the song go. This ain't our land. This isn't our country. Don't fool yourselves. The Most High told us something that we should never forget. Do you hear what I'm saying? He told us something that we should never forget, because sometimes we can get beside ourselves and we can forget where we come from. And my people, that's exactly what's going on with us today. We have forgotten where we come from. We've forgotten our roots. And the Almighty prophesied that we were going to forget it. Oh, yes, he told us we were going to forget. But let me tell you something he told you to remember. Now, you know he told you to remember the Sabbath day, but he also told you to remember something else. In Jeremiah, the 51st chapter, go to Jeremiah, the 51st chapter, and see what thus said Yahweh, a place he told you to never forget. And we had songs in our prayers and psalms that we sung that we were never supposed to forget. In Jeremiah, the 51st chapter, Yahweh speaks of the place where we're at today, and he told us and commanded us a warning to never forget what he's about to tell us. In Jeremiah, the 51st chapter, let's read the 49th verse. It says, "As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. Stand not still. Remember Yahweh afar off." That's what we are. We're far away. We're far away. "And let Jerusalem come into your mind." Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Y'all said, "Let Jerusalem come into your mind." Oh, yes. That's where we come from, my people. Now, if other people are in Jerusalem, if other people are in the lands of Israel, then guess what? That's where we come from. Why would you feel sorry for the Philistines? Why would you feel sorry for the Palestinians that's in your land? We just don't realize, as a nation of people, how lost we really are. Yahweh lets us know in Isaiah, the first chapter, and you got to see it, because Yahweh is speaking hard to us. He's trying to get into our psyche and our mind to understand this. Isaiah, the first chapter. Let's see what Yahweh said. the second verse, he says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh hath spoken." He said, "I've nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people does not even consider." This is deep. He said we don't even consider. Not only do we not know who our owner is, not only do we know where our master's crib is. Do y'all know, my people, and remember that Yahweh promised that he was going to dwell among the children of Israel. He put his tabernacle in the midst of us, and he's going to do it again according to his prophet that he spoke to your ancestor, Ezekiel, in the 37th chapter. When he gathered the dry bones of the righteous, he's going to bring them back. And he said he was going to set a tabernacle in the midst of them forevermore. I want you to look down at the 7th verse of Isaiah 1 and see what thus said Yahweh furthermore. This is what he said. He said, "Your country is desolate." Now he's talking to us about our country, our land that he gave to us. He said, "Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence." And you know, Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, shall he not do it? If he spoke it, shall he not make it good? He has made this statement good. Even to this day, he made it good. How do I know that? So in other words, when the Most High did this, he knew what he was speaking of. He made his word true. He told us again. He said, "Your cities are burned with fire, your land strangers devour it in your presence." So Yahweh don't lie, because guess what? He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If Yah said it, Yah's going to do it. If Yah spoke it, you can rest assured he's going to make it good. And that's what he did, my people. He made it good. He made it good when he kicked us out. So in other words, all we got to do is do what thus say Yah. Return back to him and understand what the Creator has done to us. And of course, rightfully so. We're not in our land rightfully so because we didn't keep the law. But now we're doing more than that. We're committing abominations. And what kind of abominations? Right now, we're even intermarrying with other nations. Now, before we get deep embedded into this, let us look at furthermore what the true and living Elohim wanted us to know concerning the nations in which he warned us about. Now, you saw in the law where he commanded us in Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, to destroy the nations. Let me show you what I mean by that. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter, and see furthermore what thus said Yah. Because once you see his instructions, and as he told us to talk about it over and over daily, you finally get into your mind that when Yahweh says something, he means it forever. And I can see why he told us to be repetitive and to teach this to our children and our families day and night. He said, when you rise up, when you walk it by the way, when you lie down, and when you're sitting at home, he told us to make sure that you teach and talk these laws, these statutes and commandments to our children. And I know he said it for a reason, because look what he says to us in the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. It's consistent through the book. He said in verse 16, But of the cities of these people, which Yahweh thy Elohim doth give thee for an inheritance, thou shalt save alive nothing that breatheth. Isn't that deep? Yahweh don't play. He was trying to give us somebody the land that other people dwelt in. And you notice he clearly told us that your country is desolate in Isaiah, the first chapter. Strangers devoured in your presence. And don't you know, some of our people went back to the land. You know, our brothers and sisters that went to Dimona, which the Almighty never told us to go back to live in that land and to proclaim back again right now that now it's time for us to go back. When the Almighty told us and put his gavel down as the judge of the earth in Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th and 14th verse, he told us to know of a surety that Abraham, your seed, will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they would serve them, and they would afflict them for 400 years. So in other words, when you see that, and when you hear that, that's why the Most High is letting us know his word. That's why it's so important that we understand his laws and his words, because he don't lie, and he's not the son of man that he should repent. This is why he said it, so that we can remember this for the rest of our life. So that's why it's important, my people, that we clutch ourselves on his words. And our people done went in the land right now. They're in Dimona. And Yahweh warned us right there in Genesis 15 to know of a surety. He said, your seed would be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. Do you hear that? A stranger in a land that is not theirs. And they would serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Remember, a stranger in a land that is not theirs. Well, when you be presumptuous, you try to go ahead of the words of your true and living Elohim. And the Almighty will condemn you, as he's condemning our people, for going back into that land, a land that right now the Almighty is telling us that for 400 years we would serve our enemies. And then something that hasn't even occurred yet. He told us that after the 400 years that we were going to come out with great substance. So for all of my beloved brothers and sisters that have taken upon themselves to try to go back into that land and live and dwell in it, which a lot of them catch in hell, which most of them have joined into the army of Esau. And Yahweh says he has hatred, indignation for the so-called Jewish man, the so-called red man, the so-called Edomites, who's portraying to be you in your land. Yahweh says he has indignation forever. And you would join yourselves to be in the army to say now that you're with the Israelis, that you're one of the soldiers, and you're already an Israelite. And you didn't need to buy no ticket to get home, because the Most High told us it ain't going to cost us a dime to go back. And that's how bad we off track. Furthermore, now I'm going to have to show you a profound statement, a profound statement in Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. This is what he said furthermore. He told us in the 17th verse, but thou shalt utterly destroy them. He named them. He said, namely the Hittites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, as Yahweh the Elohim has commanded thee, that they teach you not to do after their abominations, which they have done unto their Elohim. So should you sin against Yahweh your Elohim. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Yahweh knew what he was doing. And he told us, oh no, you're not to deal with these nations. You're not to make no agreements with these nations. You're not to give your daughters and sons to these nations and make marriages with them. And some of you all may say, well, I thought the Almighty wanted us to love the stranger. Well, he do. And he tells you what he wants you to love the stranger for. And I want you to understand, Yahweh is telling you something when it comes to other nations of people. He's telling you that you are going to go into the land that they possessed. So you could have to imagine, these people were not going to give over the land freely. These people were going to pick a fight. And the Most High was trying to make our people strong. And then we find that there was an evil report that some of our ancestors brought back to the people, and they were crying and weeping in the camp because of this evil report, great evil report that they brought back, which Yahweh was letting them know, if you follow my commands, I'm going to give them into your hand. We wouldn't have had no problem at all, period. Yahweh told us how to love the stranger. He told us in Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. He said, in the 18th verse, he doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. So in other words, we were never to oppress the stranger. We were never to deprive him if he was hungry. Even if our enemy was hungry, Yahweh told us to feed him. If our enemy was thirsty, he told us to give him water to drink. But you must understand, my people, when Yahweh gave specific instructions to various foreigners or strangers, or various of your and my enemies, he meant for you to separate that from his other laws. So in other words, we must understand that the Most High has enemies. Hey, you don't believe that? You got to go to Psalms 83. And how would you look supporting the enemies of the Almighty? And some of our people don't realize they even be feeling sorry and crying for some of the enemies of the Creator. And you're going to have to see who the enemies are. And they're more than listed in Psalms 83. But let's look at it for a minute. Psalms, the 83rd chapter, the first verse, it says, keep not thy silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. This is the scientist talking to Yahweh. This is the scientist speaking to the Creator. He said they took crafty counsel. Now you got to understand what crafty means. Crafty means slick, clever counsel against Yahweh. And these are people that hate Yahweh. So if these are people that hate Yahweh, then these are people I hate too. Oh, I hate all those that hate Yahweh. I don't want no bones about it. I set no bones in any words that I'll be careful with about it, because I hate all those that hate Yahweh. I count them my enemies because they're Yahweh's enemies. And here Yahweh made them. Yahweh birthed and allowed them to be alive. And they would hate their own maker, which is my maker and our Elohim? Oh, no. All right, well, if they hate him, I hate him too. So you have to get a new attitude when some people are dealing crude with your Elohim. You can't look at this the same. And it don't make no difference who it is. If they hate Yahweh, I hate them too. Yah said, and let us know who they were. And the first name on the list, is the name of the people that many of our beloved brothers and sisters are learning their doctrine from and teaching and standing before the people teaching them that the Sabbath begins on the sixth day evening, that we must keep a memorial of Passover. Do you see the influence of the nations on us? And Yah said, I made you a special people unto myself above all the nations. Let's long his enemies. And the first one on the list is the Tabernacles of Edom. That's the so-called Jewish man. That's the red and hairy man. That's the man who's in your land today, saying he's you. That's the man, the person that many of our people voted for and support to this day. They put in office. Do you understand, my people, how deep this cuts? Do you understand that President Obama gives billions of dollars to this country where we're not even at? And he's giving it to them and saying that he's giving to Israel. Well, true Israel is us, not the people that's in the land. Do you understand? They're not his chosen. You're his chosen. You're his special people. And it's time for us to be that special people unto himself, above all people on the face of this earth. It's time for us to be who we are and proclaim the name of Israel. It's time. It's time for us to wake up. Furthermore, go to the book of Numbers, the 23rd chapter, Numbers, the 23rd chapter, and see. Let's see what, thus said Yahweh. That's right, what thus said Yah. Not no one else, but what thus said Yah. In Numbers, the 23rd chapter. Let's see. We're going to start reading at verse 5. Let's start reading at verse 5 and see what the true and the living Elohim has to say. It says, and Yahweh put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return unto Balak, and thus thou shalt speak. And he returned unto him, and lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice. Now look at this. I want you to see exactly what this is saying. He said in verse, and we'll start again at verse 5. He said, and Yahweh put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return unto Balak. Thus shalt thou speak. And he returned unto him, and lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up his parable and said, Balak, the king of Moab, have brought me from Aram out of the mountains of Esau, saying, come, curse me, Jacob, and come and defy Israel. You think about that for a minute. That was the word the king gave to him. And this is what it says. Furthermore, how shall I curse whom Elohim have not? Or how shall I defy whom Yahweh has not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned amongst the nations. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Y'all, the scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get ye wisdom, but with all you're getting, get understanding. Yah is letting us know right here in the ninth verse that he wanted us to dwell alone. You'll never see a scripture where he ever told us that you should dwell amongst other people, and that these other people are the people that I desire you to be with and nobody else. You have to understand, your true and your living Elohim didn't want us dwelling with nobody but ourselves. That was the whole purpose. He said, you see it yourself. Numbers 23, verse 9. He said, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Yahweh did not want to send us to Babylon, America, and scatter us to the four corners of the earth. That was not his desire, in case you didn't know. Yahweh wanted us to dwell alone, to be righteous and holy, to live and be happy amongst ourselves, and that if anybody else wanted to come in our midst, wanted to keep his laws and his covenants, they could do it. Because he's the Elohim of the whole earth, and all their gods are false. But you got to understand, they had to bow down to the will of Yah. If they were going to dwell amongst us, they had to keep his laws, the same ones we kept. For instance, go to Exodus, the 12th chapter. That's right. Exodus, the 12th chapter. And see what that says, Yah. This is what Yahweh told us in Exodus, the 12th chapter, starting at the 43rd verse. This is what it reads. And Yahweh said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. Did you see that? In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall you break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover to Yahweh, let all his males be circumcised. Then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be unto him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth amongst you. Hallelujah. Yahweh ain't got no 10 ways to serve him. There's only one law, one way to serve Yahweh, and that is you keep his laws and his commandments, the same ones he gave to the children of Israel. That's how we serve Yahweh. He's not the author of confusion. You have to understand, and we're going to be opening our phone lines up, my people, within 10 minutes.
within 10 minutes, we're going to be opening the phone lines up. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or comment on the, ma'am, yes, sir. We will put your comment or question on the air. All you got to do is hit the number 1. I'll be able to see that you have a question or comment, and we'll put you on. And right now, we find that Yahweh is letting us know beyond the shadow of a doubt that the people and the foreigners and the strangers that sojourned amongst us, these were people who would serve us. And let me tell you something, because they were your servants. Do you understand? The people that lived amongst us were our servants. Don't you know? Yes. They were going to be as one of us, meaning in how they were to keep the laws just like we were. And we weren't to hate them. And we weren't to mistreat them like they mistreated us in slavery. But make no bones about it. They could never be the priest of Yahweh. They could never be a king of Israel. Don't you understand? They could never be one of Yah's prophets. Don't you know they could never be you at all, period, because the Almighty separated us from other people. Let's go to the book of Leviticus, the 20th chapter, and see what thus said Yahweh. In Leviticus, the 20th chapter, we find that the true and living Elohim lays it down. And I'm talking about in 3D. He lays it down just how separate and special we are. And look at it. He told us in verse 22, he said, "You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them." Then he said, "That the land where I bring you to dwell therein, spew you not out. And you shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you. For they committed all these things, therefore I abhor them." And you just read in your spare time from verses 1 on down in this chapter and see the abominations that occur in this land that is given permission to be carried out. Do you understand? These abominations of necromancing, these abominations of incest, these abominations of homosexuality, these abominations of everything that of idolatry and everything you can imagine, sleeping with another man's wife, Yahweh letting you know you weren't to be this way. "But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land." He said, "And I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which have separated you from other people. You should therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean. And you shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl, or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I've separated you from as unclean. And you shall be holy unto me, for I, Yahweh, am holy, and have severed you," good grief, "from other people, that you should be mine." Hallelujah. Do you think he severed us from other people so we can be like them? Oh, no, he didn't sever us from other people so we can be like them, so we can marry into people who don't give a flip about us. I don't care what these nations and who they are. Yahweh never desired us to marry into these nations. Now, let me give you some more facts. Let's look at some things. Let's look at the wisdom of Yahweh through this book. Let's go to Judges. The book of Judges, the 4th chapter. Let's go to Judges, the 14th chapter. Then we're going to go to Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. And then we're going to open our phone lines up. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. Judges, the 14th chapter. You got to see this. Now, I want you to think about this when you see these words. I want you to meditate on this real hard for any of my brothers and sisters that are listening right now. And you're thinking that, hey, maybe I should marry a white woman. Maybe I should marry a white man. Maybe I should marry a Chinese or a Japanese or a Korean or a Hispanic or an African or an Arab. I want you to read this. It's in Judges, the 14th chapter, the first verse. It says, and Samson, because that's what we're talking about, went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Because remember, these were the people that was in the land that we was commanded to destroy, but we didn't. And it's obviously that we didn't. He said, and he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife. And why would he ask his mother and his father to do this? Because this is our way of life. We gave our sons and daughters to be married. Oh, yes, sir. Read. Bob. We gave our sons and daughters to be married all through the book. All through the book, you read where Abraham told Isaac, look, you're not to marry any of the daughters of Canaan. Oh, no. He said, you're to go to Padanaram and get you a wife of your own family, of the people that I know that they're going to have a daughter that's going to serve Yahweh, so to speak. Because that's what she wound up doing. Because he knew who to go to. And then Isaac, when he had Jacob, he told him, look, oh no, you're not to go to get you a wife for the Canaanite. He charged them in Genesis, the 28th chapter. So look what Isaac told him. Hold that page. Go to Genesis, the 28th chapter, the first verse. He said, and Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padanaram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. Yes, my people, there was a time when we were actually, we married our cousins. Do you understand? That's how we kept in the family. You'll never see where Yahweh told us, thou shalt not marry your cousins. But this is what he did. Because he knew not to marry into the Canaanites. And some of you all don't even know the gods of most of the people that you're trying to get with. If you've got that mindset and you're trying your best to hook up with some foreigner, see this in Judges 14. This is what, after Samson asked his mother and father to please bring her to me, because that's the custom. That's what we're supposed to do. You're supposed to give your sons and daughters to be married to your own people, because I'm going to show you that. Third verse, this is what it says. Then his father and his mother said unto him, and this is what I'm going to ask you. If this is what you think about doing, is there never a woman amongst the daughters of thy brethren? That means, or among all my people. That means, is there somebody within the same tribe of Dan that you in, or is there anybody amongst all our people that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And I'm asking you. And the first thing he said was, she pleased me. So some of y'all, you're judging everything on the outer appearance. And that's what Yahweh told us. He said, man judges the outer appearance, but Yahweh look at the heart. See, the heart of the matter is, Yahweh hasn't even judged the nations yet. You don't know why some people come into our congregations yet. Don't get such a soft heart to believe that everybody is in for your best interest. Everybody that come amongst our congregations is somebody that just want to keep the law and the commandments. You've had that all for years. You've had infiltrators to come into your midst, some of them to just do just that, to get with some of our sisters like the white man did that got us a speckled bird today. You have some of them that come in and spy and tell all our business out to the people. But my people, Yahweh, even in captivity, gave us instructions to keep forever. And I got to show you this before we open the lines up. You need to go to Jeremiah, the 29th chapter right now, and see this for yourself. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. Let's see what thus said Yahweh. And we're going to open the phone lines up. All you got to do is call 770. Or excuse me, area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Just hit the number one. We know you got a question. We know you got a comment. But let's look at Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, and see what thus said Yah. This is his instructions for our captivity, my people, because his word never changes. He said in the fourth verse, thus said Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Don't y'all know where you come from? We come from Jerusalem. He said, build you houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. You can see that we weren't keeping these instructions. Because we're feeling the effects of paying a note to somebody. And these houses and places that we're paying these notes and these stores that we're buying our foods from is killing us. Even some of the ones they call the best foods, most all of it is polluted. But the best thing you could do and I can do is keep the commandments of Yahweh. Follow his instructions, and we plant our own garden and raise our own cattle and become farmers again. He said, search the old paths, wherein is the good way. That means the best way, because this way today is killing us. He said in the sixth verse, take you wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands. Now, who is he speaking to? He said, thus said Yahweh, fourth verse, I can't reiterate it enough, the Elohim of Israel unto all that are carried away captives. He's talking to the captives. He's talking to us, the lawful captives. The lawful captive got to follow the instructions. He said, take you wives. He's talking about amongst yourselves. Do you really believe that he would tell you to take you a wife of the same people who hung your ancestors? Of the people who was going to rape your ancestors? Of the people that he called to bring you and your ancestors butt naked on slave ships? You think he's telling you that's okay, just go ahead and marry them too, and you can grow as a mingled, mangled nation, and you're already mixed enough from the rapes. He said, take you wives and beget sons and daughters. He's talking to us amongst ourselves. And take wives of your sons for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that you, Israel, may be increased there and not diminished. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Whew. I hope you all that maybe not have the understanding yet, I hope you understand. I hope you understand Yah's plan Yah ain't never planned for us to be amongst nations and to just get married to other people. Just like the mother and father of Samson asked him. You mean tell me out of all the beautiful daughters of Zion and all of the strong brothers of Israel, you mean to tell me that if you seeking somebody else or one of your brothers and sisters seeking someone else, you mean to tell me you can find somebody better than your own flesh and blood? You mean to tell me that you would be a traitor and start getting with other people as if they are better and above you and more and better than your own brothers? What does that say about your own mama? What does that say about your own grandmama and granddaddy? Should they have married somebody else? Opening our phone lines. All you have to do, call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We'll put your question or your comment on the air. I know I got people all stuck and choked up right now. I know I've stirred up some stuff. Well, let me give glory to Yahweh. Let me give his praise because he deserves it. And before I read another scripture, we're going to have a comment or a question from area code 425. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray. This is the coach,
Aferia. How you doing?
I am just increased. It's beautiful here. It's snowing, and just left the gym not too long ago. But I have been listening while I was at the gym to your program on the with the headsets, and this has been a very interesting topic. And
yes, ma'am.
It is a topic that is very sensitive to, in more ways than one, actually.
Yes,
and it is very true what Yah has said, and sometimes in our own ignorance in regards
That's
to
right.
other nations, whether it be in a racial relationship or even a child out of a relationship in that union.
That's right. And speaking of that,
does not,
I'm going to say to you, speaking of that, since you said that, you are right on the money. See, the thing is, if one of us have made a mistake and had this to happen and got with someone and had a child by them, the Almighty want you and everybody else to know, because I was going to get into this, is that you made a mistake. But that don't mean you can't come back, and it definitely don't even mean that the child that you may have made the mistake and had, that you they can't be raised up in the laws of the Almighty, because they, Yahweh, is going to get a final judgment of whatever mistakes that we make. All he wants us to do is return back to him like you're doing, like a lot of our people are doing once you make a mistake, just like I made mistakes. I've served other gods, or may I say it was a Christian, and I had to change. My father, my wife, my sister, my other relatives that's in the law, they had to change. All of us have made mistakes. And certain things that we know we could never retract. But that's all y'all were telling us, is to make a 180, to come back to him. And he told us that those things that we've done in the past, he said they won't even be mentioned. All we had to do was come back. I just had to make that statement.
It's okay. I got you. I got you 100%. And I appreciate that. But my comment was, too, that,
yes, ma'am,
you know, although people have done so and then was a union, and I'm glad that you actually said it, but it doesn't negate for some of us, for those that have had or that are still in self-hatred. And for every person that has been in an interracial relationship doesn't necessarily mean that they hate on their own. They just hadn't had their eyes open to what Yah has said because they weren't aware of it. They weren't aware of the depth and the total commitment that Yah has for his people. And I think sometimes that's, like I said, out of ignorance, they did not know, for I didn't know. But that doesn't mean I hated my people. But
that's right.
In
that's
regards
right.
to the, our young, our men that have decided to go outside of the way, and women too, but particularly the men, we really do need to come back. They need to come back to saying the only way you build a nation is with your own nation. You can't build a strong nation of people of with another nation. It just doesn't happen.
No, it don't. It melts
you
down.
You cannot do it. It's just not. It's not possible. So the only way.
It's like strong black coffee. It's like mixing strong black coffee with white cream. That's what it's like.
You cannot mix it. And I'm not saying in debate. I'm not saying that it is a. You know, my child. I have a child that's biracial, but I consider her as a Hebrew Israelite. A Hebrew, she's not living the Israelite way, I'll say that. And I said that Yah will decide, you know, her fate. But I'm not saying washing that off altogether because that's my blood. I would never change the fact that she's my daughter. But I will say this, that with the men and the responsibility of the man, because he's the one who passes the seed, the women only carry the seed. I would, you know, if our men in our nation do not, our path, our way of life, don't step up and start to do what was right, and knowing that they're not doing what is right, whose fault really is it?
Sister, the truth of the matter is
because Yah is going to hold the male accountable. That's the bottom line.
Yes, let me say something on that. The major fault is with us as men. The blame is on both parties because we have all sinned against Yahweh. But definitely the highest responsibility for why we're in the conditions we're in is we as men have to stand up and take responsibility that the Almighty is holding us more accountable and has put more responsibility on us. So no doubt about it, it is definitely more so on us as the men of Israel. And but of course it goes on both sides. That's why both of us have to, as you said earlier, we have to come together and humble ourselves and realize that we have all sinned against him. And that's what he means when he told us to cry unto him and for us to repent and to come back to him and return to him with all our heart, soul, and might. But you're absolutely right. The major responsibility is for us as men to break up our fallow ground and to take the role of leadership like we're supposed to. So you're right.
Hallelujah. So
hallelujah.
Thank you for such a wonderful program as always, and it was wonderful to talk to you, and I'll be looking forward to our Bible, our Torah lesson next week. So,
well, praise Yahweh, and I can't wait myself. May the Holy One of Israel bless you, your Ema, and your son.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Praise the true and living Elohim for that call. And we're about to go straight now to area code 513. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray Elkanah, beloved.
Shalom, my beloved elder. How you doing, Eliah?
My beloved, it's too wonderful. I mean, y'all just keep doing these wonderful things. They always amaze. I mean, you know how you go to concerts sometimes and you say, well, the act is usually good, but tonight, you know, they just weren't there. Whenever Yahweh give a performance, it's always stellar. It's always all that and all the chips in the house, whatever you want to have.
Right.
But just like the sister before, Moriel Kanai, according to your subject line, Yah having a people that's above every other people on the planet, yeah, it may seem to start a little problem, but then you have to have testimonies like mine where I was born in captivity into the enemy's religion, Christianity, and from there, according to our time and becoming dissatisfied, we went into Islam, and when that ended because they couldn't answer anything, I personally went into studying the Edomites as a blind dead Yaakov or unconscious Israel. From there I went into Buddhism. From there I even studied a contemporary guru over in India named Bhagwan Rajneesh. But the wonderful thing of all of this is, according to what you're saying, Yah say don't study the ways of the heathens, don't do their practices, cut down their altars, their groves, and what have you, is that when Yahweh made his words known to me by one of his servants, that's when I came to the end of my questioning. That's when I began to know and real confidence, real self-esteem. And as he said, walk before me, be perfect. He even taught me what that means through his words. So, brother, I thank Yahweh. I bless him to live forever. I bless his servants like you understand who's following this line. And I know Yah has won. I never have to change my mind again because, you know, the remarkability of the great Yah is he said in his word, come, let's reason together. And though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be as white as snow. And, brother, I'm living a life. I'm in captivity. Yah said, accept your captivity. But in captivity, I'm having the time of my life because I can say now, believe in the mighty Yah, and he qualified himself. JC never qualified himself. They just say up in there, believe in me, but they don't have nothing to show. Yah tell you after producing all his evidence, believe in me, baby, and be all right. And I'm satisfied with him. I'm satisfied with his servant. I'm satisfied with what the Moray Elisha, a prophet in our midst, brought up, you know. And so I just want to, you know, give you kudos. You know I love you, forever and ever, and I love your queen, your family, and all that we're doing here in the house of Israel according to the gift that Yah gave us as one of his servants. So hope I haven't been too wordy. I like to be humble and meek, and, you know, bless you, my brother.
Yahweh bless and keep you too, and I appreciate your kind words. May the Holy One of Israel bless you and keep you and your family to live forever, brother. Shalom, shalom.
Yes, sir. Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. We're going straight to another area code 513. Shalom, shalom. You on the air?
Shalom, shalom, Moray. How you?
How you doing now, Queen Elder Hadia? How you doing?
Listening to that, I'm just thinking about how happy I am. And I know y'all said watching about being proud, but I guess for lack of better words right now, that I'm just so happy that I'm in this big club, this separated club. I've always wanted to feel the importance and listening to your topic, A Nation Above All Nations. I mean, with not having what I thought was the riches, you know, looking at this and seeing that Yah gave me all the riches I could ever want. I don't want anything else like that because he didn't put me in this port, as my brother just said, that you get everything. And no matter what the pains I have sometime, no matter even with the bills sometime that kind of crowd you down, knowing that Yah said he going to come back here and gather us, those that he scattered, that gives me a sigh of relief. And I just want to praise the mighty Yah for the furious comment and Eliah and all and just your teachings because I've never, ever experienced anything like this. And like my brother said, I'm here to stay. Whatever I got to do, Moray, I'm going to do it. And I always say that with witnesses on the phone or in the congregation because I want to be my feet held to the fire. And I praise mighty Yah for the teachings that the Morays always bring to us. And I ask Yah to bless the Morays who teach what thus saith Yah consistently,
Hallelujah.
And he bless their family and bless all of you all with long life. Hallelujah.
To my beloved sister, may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you to live forever. Praise Yah. Love
you. Praise Yah. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. We praise the Almighty. We praise the Almighty for all of the callers. We praise the Almighty for his great laws. Because all of our hearts is unified together. That's why we can understand what this means. We just don't understand just how much the Most High has placed us as a special people above all the heathen of the earth. Out of everybody, the heathen, the word itself,
does not even define you. We're the only people that the word heathen do not apply to. Did you know that? Even though Esau was born with our forefather, Jacob, Yaakov, did you know that still he is called a heathen in his book? But you'll never see what Almighty told us, that you're a heathen. That should be a wake-up call in itself. And we're going to go to area code 770. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray Akanai.
This
is Naomi.
Naomi, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. I just want to call and tell you that I enjoyed the program. I wish there was a way that I could have certain people to hear, especially, you know, when you talked about Edom and knowing that we are a people separated and that we are the nation above all other nations.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to say praise the mighty Yahweh for blessing me to come into this way of life so that I can learn and I can be validated as a human being. I would like to invite everybody in the listening audience, especially those that are maybe confused, that you need, you know, just to trust in Yahweh, to follow his word, to learn his laws, statutes, ordinances, and commandments, and walk in his way. That's all we have to do as a people, as a nation.
All we got
to
do.
Again, yes, sir, I just wanted to say thank you. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. And may Yah, as my sister said, you know, and my brother, I pray that you all, that you will live forever because you have a tremendous job to do. And Moray, you do it so well. Hallelujah.
Praise Yahweh, sister. I love you and appreciate your kind words. I'm going to give it back as an offering to the Almighty who woke us all up today.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to tell your daughter Fatima that the Most High has given me a name for her. So after this broadcast,
Hallelujah.
I'm going to give you a call for the great name that the Most High give me for her.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Praise
you.
Yahweh. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the true and living Elohim. What a great day. What a great way to live your life when you're living it in the laws of Yahweh. And we only have 8 more minutes, so if anyone else wants to give a quick comment or question, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Furthermore, my people, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, and I want you to see what thus said Yah. I want you to see the ending from the beginning so you won't be confused about what the Most High said your position would be when you keep his laws. Now, you have to see this because this is wonderful. It makes you say, thank you, Yahweh, that I'm a Hebrew Israelite. Isaiah, the 60th chapter, chapter 60. We're going to start reading where the Most High pours his blessing out in the 10th verse. This is what it says. It says, and the sons of the strangers shall build up thy walls. What? Well, let me go in the 9th verse for all of my brothers and sisters that think that the heathen got it going on. And that we got to listen to them on strategy on how to be and use their examples when he told us that other people are supposed to be saying about us. In Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, they're supposed to be saying about us. What a wise and understanding people. What nation is there so great that has Elohim so nigh unto them? Is Yahweh our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Ain't no, now he's telling us, if we keep the law, what a nation of people that we are, special above all other people. He told us in Isaiah, the 60th chapter, In the ninth verse, surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far. Tarshish, you need to know, Tarshish is one of the sons of Japheth, which is of the Gentiles. These are the Europeans, the white man, his descendants, the same ones some of our people are marrying into, the same ones some of our people are trying to marry into right now. Do you understand? These people are going to be your slaves. He said, to bring your sons from far, their silver and gold with them, unto the name of Yahweh, thy Elohim, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he's glorified thee. And the sons of the stranger shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote you, but in my favor I've had mercy on you. He said, therefore, thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that the men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you, O black man and woman, shall perish. Yeah, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Be our servants. As the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter says, he said they're going to lick the dust of our feet. Why would you want to get with an inferior rather than a superior? Your own people, your own blood is superior to all other bloods. My people, open up your vision. And speaking of opening up your vision, did you know the new broadcast, Open Up Your Vision, with my queen, Sister Yanice Bazion Yisrael? That show is coming on at 5:30 this evening. You don't want to miss it. A show for the sisters and the daughters of Zion to bring the various talents that all of them have together for us to become a self-sufficient nation. Oh, my people, you want to open up your vision by listening to Opening Up Your Vision. And all you got to do is call this number. Area code 213-943-3434. Again, or must I say, excuse me, let me give you the guest call-in number. That was a different number. That ain't the number you should call. Here's the number to call. Area code 347-267630. Write that number down. It's always going to come on at 5:30 in the evening right here on Sunday, Eastern Standard Time. Area code 347-826-7630. One more time. Area code 347-826-7630. My people, we want you to be informed. We want you, as we have run completely out of time and we got callers on the other line, we want to say we're sorry. We want you to call back next week, same time, same station, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep everyone that was able to listen in. And we want you to tune in at 5:30 to open up your vision. Shalom, shalom. Praise God.